podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, I give really good advice, yeah, hit it, Kirsten!
No.
Hey, Mama Bears, we're your hosts, Kirsten Rezka, mother of two precious girls.
And Blandy Cobbles, I'm not a mom.
Welcome to the third episode of our second season of Really Good Advice for New Moms.
The podcast that focuses on mom-splaining everyday shit to new moms, who might not realize that all the boring stuff is it. This is it for you. This is life now. This is what you've done to yourself. Like, you dug your grave, and now you need to throw yourself into it.
Sort of, but not exactly. Today we're back on the self-care train. As we've said in previous episodes, self-care is a loaded concept. There's a lot behind it, but to really put it simply, we're dissecting practices that foster the well-being of you. Because if you don't do it, no one will. That's the hard truth of being mom.
What about your mom? She'll take care of you, right? We already know she paid out the butt for therapy.
You're not gonna let that go, are you?
No, not when I just received a handwritten invoice from my mom demanding $70 for the flaming hot Cheetos she bought me last week.
Is that like including interest, or did you actually consume $70 worth of flaming hot Cheetos in a 7-day period?
You know what? Judge away, Kirsten. I did, in fact, eat $70 worth of Cheetos, for sure, and I'm proud of it. What?
Normally, you know, you go on to describe your bowel movement after eating something the rest of us would only eat on a dare, so I was just leaving space for that.
That's really considerate of you. You're growing as a friend.
Thanks. I'm trying. But I have to ask, do you feel like your body is telling you to eat all of those Cheetos each week?
I don't speak with my body, Kirsten. I mean, I do. I speak with my mouth to you, right? But otherwise, my body is a silent, closed-off temple that I'm saving for Dante because I'm straight edge.
Are you, though?
What? Yeah, I'm the poster child for straight edge. I define it.
Okay, there goes our straight edge listeners.
No, you don't have to worry about them. I can guarantee this podcast is way too promiscuous for anyone who abides by the straight edge policies put in place by our forefathers. I'm honestly here just hoping I can be a good influence on you, Kirsten. What are you trying to get at here with this speaking with your body hippie mumbo jumbo?
I guess I'm just wondering, if you really sat for a moment.
I'm sitting.
So am I. Can't you tell by the way my legs are so articulated?
As I was saying, if you really sat for a moment and listened to your body, what would it tell you? Okay. Close your eyes. Listeners, you do this too. Unless you're driving or operating heavy machinery.
We can't afford a lawsuit right now.
And take a deep breath in. Really let go of any nagging thoughts in your head and take notice of your body from your toes all of the way up to your neck, your ears, and the top of your head. What is your body telling you right now? You know, we talk a lot about mental health when it comes to self-care, and that's awesome. But our physical health and our physical needs are not only connected to our mental well-being, but are super important all on their own. Still, we're operating in a society that quietly, and sometimes loudly, tells mothers to ignore their needs or risk letting their family down. We need to reframe that thinking to recognize that caring for our own wellness should be a priority, just as much as everybody else's wellness is a priority.
If you stop talking, I can translate what my body is saying, okay?
Okay.
I'm neutral.
You sounded kind of glitchy. Are you okay, Plevin?
Well, now I'm veering towards negative.
Okay. That's a good observation. What part of your body is feeling negative right now?
The frontal lobe.
Like a headache?
Do you need some water, Plevin?
Oh gosh, no, please not that.
Like a Tylenol?
I'd prefer not.
Plevin, I didn't mean to make it sound like if you're straight edge, you can't take a Tylenol. Like, it's totally okay if you need some. It's not the same thing as taking, say, Percocet with a vodka, you know? No one from the community is going to seriously frown on you for that. I take Tylenol all the time when I'm on the rag.
Oh, okay. I'll take a Percocet.
We don't have those here or anywhere. Not that there's anything wrong with them if they're prescribed to you, but we're not handing out Percocet in Stacia's bathroom, okay?
Are you sure? Because I know she's got some in here.
What I'm trying to segue into here is that for new mothers, listening to your body is crucial to your well-being. Before you became a mom, you probably didn't have to look for those cues your body sends you in the same way you do now. Before, you probably had a routine, and if you didn't, you at least had some flexibility to go with the flow. I'm feeling extra tired this week. I'm not going to that party tomorrow night so I can go to bed early. I feel like I'm fighting a cold. Time to put on fuzzy socks, steep some tea, and turn on Netflix for the next 4 hours. Now, your mind, and yes, your body, are so focused on the physical cues your kid is giving you about what they need that you're probably already accustomed to ignoring your body. I'll use an example from my own life. Back when my daughters were itty-bitty babies, I was so concerned with making sure they got fed and burped and changed, then fed and burped and changed again, then put down for a nap, then bathed, then fed and burped and changed.
We get it. They were constant.
Yes. I was so busy with their physical needs that I was ignoring my own. I would get low blood sugar because I didn't stop long enough to listen to my body and hear that I was hungry. By the time I realized what I needed, I'd already be like freaking out, cramming food into my face, and feeling super panicked. And I did this for a long time, for like years. I conditioned my body and my mind to ignore me. You'd think I'd have figured out the first couple times it happened, but no. I was in a pretty consistent cycle of hangry until my girls were older, and I realized that my eating was as important as them eating.
I'm having a really hard time listening to my body, because you and Plevin keep talking, and now I feel like I need to start the whole closing your eyes thing over.
Okay, Blandy, take a deep breath and tell me what your body is saying to you.
Okay, might have a hemorrhoid? Yeah. It's all itchy and kind of stingy and burny in there.
Yes. See, listening to your body isn't just about knowing when to stop and take a break to eat or go to the bathroom. Basic things that as a new parent, you'll wait until the very last minute to do. It's nuanced. It's taking time to check in with yourself to assess the bigger picture of what's going on with you. We're not just asking, when's the last time I used the bathroom? But when is the last time I used the bathroom and had a regular bowel movement? After checking in with your body, you might realize that you need to order a jar of probiotics or that you should add some fiber to your second breakfast.
Okay, now I'm almost feeling like a ball in there, like big, kind of mushy.
So maybe you should add some fiber to your diet, huh? Some broccoli, maybe?
Oh my gosh, but it's all so crunchy, like, do you think I need water?
I mean, yeah, like, definitely. I don't think I've ever seen you drink water before, Blandy.
Oh my gosh, what if it's impacted Cheetos, Kirsten?
So now, let me ask you, how often do you feel like you're going to collapse?
This is getting pretty overwhelming for me, but yeah, I mean frequently. Especially after I dash to Stacia and Dante's on a moment's notice, so they can go to a last-minute block party. Yeah, just yesterday I was brushing Cheddar's fangs when Stacia texted me that I needed to get over there within 7 minutes or she was gonna fire me.
How can she fire you if she doesn't even pay you to babysit?
Shit if I know, but man, I did 5 blocks in 6 minutes.
Wow, I bet your body was telling you a lot of things by the time you got there.
Yeah, it told me several things. Mainly to barf in their bird bath. Twice.
And on a deeper level, maybe your body was telling you to slow down and say no. Something new moms might be afraid to do because they equate slowing down with failure or even laziness. Some of us would rather literally collapse from total exhaustion and overwhelm than designate downtime for ourselves. And then those of us who do take a break end up feeling guilty the whole time, so it's not really a true break. The other day, a friend and I were discussing how much we used to do in one day in our early 20s versus how much we feel capable of now. At first, we were just kind of laughing about how we're older and boring, but really what we should have been doing is sitting in awe of how much we really do get done these days, and how much more we need to take breaks because the weight of what we accomplish in a single 24-hour period as mothers is incredibly heavy. Sure, I could go to 3 different classes, go on 2 separate dates, and still squeeze a work shift into one day as a 20-year-old. But it was all for me. Everything was about me. My cues, my body, my cravings. If I skipped a class, or I got to work late, I was just letting me down.
And your boss, co-workers, classmates.
I have a point here. It may look like I do less now, but so much of what I do is centered around the people I brought into this world. And the consequences of letting them down just feel a lot heavier. So I can only take on so much. Listening to my body, to my achy joints, or my headache helps me say, hey, I'm getting tired and I still need to take care of me today. I need to slow down and start saying no. Something I have learned to say a lot to my husband and kids is, I would like to do that, but I'm saying no right now because I don't like to make promises I can't keep.
And then what do they say?
I mean, you know, they're usually pretty bummed. Sometimes respecting what your body needs means bumming people out. Another way we can listen to what our body is saying is by ignoring the noise around us. Our particular noise I'm learning to ignore also goes against the grain of what diet culture and honestly a lot of self-care language tells us, which is that treating your body well means only eating designated things. For me, I'm finding that listening to my body also means eating a giant piece of cake when my body demands it. I have PMS, and the other day, all I could think about was eating a giant plate of spaghetti topped with shredded cheese and queso cheese, which honestly makes me nauseous to think about now.
Kirsten, that sounds amazing! Please tell me there was marinara.
Yes, there was. Oh my gosh, my body was so happy, and I felt so energized afterward. It was the answer to my body's pleading, and instead of going against that and settling for a vegan chia seed smoothie, I embraced the craving, and my body rewarded me for that in the same way it rewards me for the vegan chia seed smoothie some days. Your body, like your mind, like the world around you, is always in flux. Never try to cram it into one little self-care pigeonhole and think that's the right answer for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You okay, Blandy?
I've just been thinking a lot about what you said, about listening to your body. And I think I need to listen to mine. I think I need to go to the hospital.
Whoa, what? That's a jump from 5 minutes ago, are you sure?
What did you expect asking me to listen to the cacophony of problems that is my physical body, Kirsten? The more I stop and listen to the sounds my body is making, I think I need my stomach pumped. Or something like that, because now that I think about it, I don't think I should have eaten $70 worth of Flaming Hot Cheetos in 1 week. Especially because every bag came from the dollar store.
So you ate 70 bags of Cheetos in 1 week, the flaming hot kind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you take me? Can you drive my rickshaw there? Kirsten, you're the one that said I need to listen to my body. Are you ready to go back on your word already?
No. No. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening in. We'll be back next Wednesday. I think. Maybe from a hospital room. We'll see.
Love you guys. Bye.